What's up, everybody? It's your host with the most, the man with the plan, MK47, LeBear, and welcome to MKUSA back with another episode. Today, I'm going to give my opinion on a list of supposedly bad first dates dating spots. Now, this is a list that gone viral on the internet because of this viral video of some dude. He was taking a black chick to a Cheesecake Factory, but apparently she didn't want to go there, and she didn't want to get out the car. She was just being disrespectful to the guy and just recording him without his permission and all that stuff. And it's like just crazy, man. She was just rude and disrespectful. And, you know, that guy, he was extremely nice to her. I think too nice. See, me, I probably would have flipped out. But anyway, make sure you guys rate this podcast 5 stars on Spotify and Apple. Help me move on up. But anyway, let's get into it. The first one is Cheesecake Factory, which, me, I love Cheesecake Factory. I order from there all the time. Like, I don't know, I just think some of these chicks is just a little too bougie, a little too big for their britches, you know. Second one is Applebee's. I don't know what's wrong with Applebee's. That sounds like a great place. Chili's, not really. I'm not really a Chili's guy, but I don't think it's a bad place to go on a first date. But Chipotle, yeah, we could pass on Chipotle. Olive Garden, I think, is a good place. That's number 5. The movies? What, bitches don't like movie dates? Your house? Now, your house is 7, and I agree with that. Like, look, you shouldn't take a chick to your house on a first date, man. Like, that's a bad look. Any fast food chain, so McDonald's, Burger King, oh, yeah, that's understandable. I agree with that. That's number 8. Number 9 is Buffalo Wild Wings. I think that's a great place to go on first date. Wingstop is number 10. Red Lobster. Like, wow, did they even think Red Lobster is a bad place? But okay. A buffet, like who wouldn't want to go to an all-you-can-eat buffet on the first date, man? I mean, come on. IHOP is 13. Denny's is 14. The gym. Church. Most people don't even want to go to church no more these days. That's a shame. Starbucks, coffee dates, ice cream dates, family functions. Yeah, the first date, you shouldn't be introducing a chick to your family already. Like, it's way too soon. Movie night, Netflix, Hulu, etc. Yeah, so that's with the home date. Yeah, don't do that. Somewhere that requires a long drive. Depending on where you live, it's like, I don't know. Bowling. I see nothing wrong with bowling. Nightclubs. Hookah bar. A bar for drinks. Waffle House. And sports events. So, I actually agree with some of these. I think some of them is bad places, but it's like, some of these other places like Cheesecake Factory, Applebee's, Olive Garden, the movies, a buffet. I think these are very good places to go for a first date. Coffee dates, ice cream dates. Like, I don't know. Like, if y'all don't want to go some of these places, where do you want to go? The fucking moon? Like you want a guy to take you on a $1 million cruise or some shit for the first date? Like, what is it that some of these chicks want? Like, I honestly don't get it. Yeah, man, it's just a lot of women out here is just very entitled, spoiled.
But anyway, let me know what you guys think of this list, man. Do y'all agree with me? Am I tripping or am I right? Man, it's just dating in 2023, man. It is something else. It is wild. But make sure you guys follow me on social media. I'll have the link to everything in the description down below. Rate this podcast 5 stars on Apple and Spotify. And I'll see y'all later. Peace.